Eternal life.
The quest to conquer mortality has been with the human race throughout our recorded history. One of the earliest known works of literature, the Epic of Gilgamesh, is essentially the story of a heroic man seeking to defy death by learning the secret to immortality. In medieval times, alchemists sought not only methods to turn ordinary metals into gold, but also the key to fending off the natural aging process so that they might live forever. Later, in the New World, Spanish explorer Ponce de Leon is said to have searched obsessively for the mythological fountain of youth. In the modern era, the possibility and form of human immortality remains a contentious topic among religious leaders, philosophers, and scientists. Previously relegated to the realm of science fiction or fantasy, the idea of immortality is now being taken seriously by noteworthy researchers and scholars. Many believe that it is definitely within our grasp and likely to be realized within the next half century or so. To achieve immortality, it will be necessary to halt the aging process and mitigate the lethal effects of disease. Aging takes place when cells are no longer able to divide because of damaged DNA or shortened telomeres. Telomeres are sections of DNA found at the end of chromosomes. They are responsible for protecting the start of genetic coding during successive cell replications. Normally, telomeres get shorter each time a cell replicates, causing them to become less and less able to fulfill their protective function. However, there are organisms and cell types in which this does not occur. For example, simple planarian worms and malignant cancer cells. In both cases, a natural enzyme known as telomerase forestalls shortening of the telomeres and helps to repair them. The resultant effect is biological immortality, which means that cells can continue copying themselves forever. This is what enables cancers to spread uncontrollably and planarian worms to duplicate themselves. In many circles, telomerase is seen as the foundation for anti-aging investigation and treatment. In the not-so-distant future, physicians may routinely administer telomerase to their patients to slow, stop, or even reverse aging. Even if the aging process is brought to an end, humans will inevitably continue to perish from diseases and other traumas. Fortunately, medical practitioners will have a new arsenal of weapons to combat illnesses and injuries. Genetically modified microbes will be designed to attack contagious diseases within our bodies, and minuscule robotic surgeons will be able to target cancer cells one-on-one. Humans themselves are likely to be genetically altered to make them less susceptible to such maladies. And if replacement organs are needed, they will be grown, just as planarian worms are able to grow new muscles, stomachs, and brains. Although absolute immortality is probably not achievable, near immortality almost certainly will become a fact, provided we do not destroy ourselves or our planet before we get to that point. Needless to say, achieving biological immortality would represent a monumental change for humanity, with unpredictable ramifications for our entire civilization. Clearly, religious beliefs and metaphysical thought would be hugely affected, as our entire concept of life and our place in the universe would be severely challenged. Even more sobering is the question of how the Earth, with its dwindling resources, could possibly sustain an ever-growing population wherein the absence of natural death leaves no room for new generations. Perhaps, though, it will be our longevity that saves us, as our ageless existence will give us the immense amount of time we will need to travel across the vast distances of space and seek out new worlds capable of nurturing our burgeoning species. 1. Explain how aging takes place. Two, what is the potential use for telomerase?